Thank you, Robin. And now we can move on to our third batch of news, this time with an emphasis on sports. With the football club having had three matches, as we've mentioned, we will touch briefly on those and then find some other sports-related items. Norwich City cannot rest on their laurels despite a much-improved run of championship form, with captain Kenny McLean calling for more. The Canaries extended their positive form to one defeat in eight matches with a comfortable 2-0 victory over struggling Huddersfield Town at Carew Road.
Borja Sainz's red card was the key factor in Norwich City's 1-0 loss to West Bromwich Albion, although the Baggies' non-stop dominance began well before the Spaniards' early bath. The hosts controlled the early stages, with Norwich adopting the familiar away pattern of sitting deep and soaking up pressure. But just as the Canaries were building momentum, it vanished via the man who was at the centre of it. Sainz had already been booked for a rash challenge as Greater Diangana tore through the centre of the pitch, and just 4 minutes later he was given a second yellow card for dissent. That sent Wagner into half-time with a different mission than he intended. Much of the blame will fall on Sainz's shoulders for a rash 4 minutes in which his head of steam came to a grinding halt along with his team's unbeaten run. Wagner will hope the club's cautiously exciting momentum doesn't end at large as a result of that, although his tactical decisions at various points in this festive failure will also be questioned.
Josh Sargent heroically announced his Carrow Road return with a well-taken finish to earn Norwich City's 1-1 draw with Southampton. Adam Armstrong opened the scoring after 71 minutes of visiting pressure, but Sargent struck just 7 minutes later to prevent a third consecutive 1-0 loss. The draw helped stop City's slide away from the Championship playoff places, but assisted arch-rivals Ipswich Town in their bid to avoid a Saints leapfrogging after their draw with Stoke.
A Norwich golfer is hoping to continue a positive end to her first year as a professional as she closes in on the world's top 400. Amy Taylor has been competing in Australia recently and won the women's New South Wales Open Golf Regional qualifying event, despite entering just days beforehand. That took the 23-year-old to the Australian Open, a high-profile women's professional golf association event in Sydney, where she finished in the top 30. Amy is aiming for the very top, though, adding, "I want to play in majors. I want to be number one in the world."
A cricket club in Norfolk has pulled off a major signing, agreeing terms with an English cricketing legend. Monty Panesar will join the East Anglian Premier League club, Great Wychingham, for the 2024 season. Panesar, once called the saviour of English spin, made 77 appearances for England, including 50 in test matches. He made his last international cap for England back in the 2013-14 Ashes series against Australia. The left-arm spinner continued to play county cricket for Northamptonshire, until 2016. In a tweet, Great Wychingham said, "We're delighted to announce that former England spinner Monty Panesar has signed for Great Wychingham for the 2024 campaign. With over 200 first-class games and 700 wickets to his name, the former North Hants, Essex and England spinner brings a wealth of experience to the club for their Norfolk Cricket League season."
Well, with that last item, we've now reached the end of part one. We'll hand over to Lorna and Mike for part two. And so it's time to say goodbye from Lynette and myself. And we hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.